Poetry. Yes, this is an audiobook containing a reading of poetry. And the reason I'm going to read you a poem is that I'm preparing myself for the Dylan Thomas Festival on the 18th to the 20th of May in Ennisdiamond, County Clare, Ireland. And I won't be the only poet reading there. John F. Dean will be reading there. And I'd like to read you one of his poems, which I found picked out as one of the best Irish poetry in English in the year 2010. So Matthew Sweeney edited this collection. Matthew Sweeney's a very fine poet from Donegal, a man I know a little bit of, personal level, met him, chatted with him quite a few times. Spent a week with him once on an Arvon course. Very, very fine writer. Anyway, he got a chance to edit a book, which is very useful, published by Southward Editions, and Best Irish Poetry in 2010 in the English language. So this is a poem by John F. Dean, and it's called Ever This Night, and it's dedicated to a guy called Herbert Lomas, and I've never read it before. So it looks to me like it's got about 20 lines to it. And I'll read it from the top all the way down. It was originally published in Poetry Review. There was a rose petal sky all evening, showing from clouds that were turf-shaped and dense. A full moon lifted behind the pine grove, and four whooper swans fell low across the lake, crying, you would think, for the familiar wastes of Iceland. I tucked down into the warmth of the big bed, rosary beads still curled about my fingers. I thought how my angel would guard me across the ocean floor of the night. Then wondered what would my angel do in her boredom, pent in her God-given cage of air, be watchful lest I slip into some crevice or step towards the maw of a leviathan, great white or giant squid. I drifted, bemused, that an angel's bones might be coloured moon white, star blue. Feathers, colour patterned like a goldfish finch. Sleep then, like high tide settling, I was carried away, sails billowing, to find myself down amongst the old and harmless wrecks. Great grandfather Ted, great uncle John. All through the night I was island, wide spaces opening off every degree of the compass. Life before me, its scenes already melting into air, into thin air, and came awake next morning, safe and dry, colour patterns, seashells in my hands, like dreams. That's it. What a lovely poem. I love poems about dreams. So there we are. That's John F. Dean, and he will be coming to Ennisdiamond. He's on the Saturday the 19th of May. And let me just tell you a tiny bit about him, because I'm going to find the biographical piece that's in this book about him, and give you a couple of bits of information about John F. Dean in case you don't know him. The one thing I know about him is that he's from Mayo. Yep, he's born on Achill Island, before me. He's a mature man. Born 1943 on Achill Island. He was the person who founded Poetry Ireland, the National Poetry Society, and the Poetry Ireland Review in 1979. Now, 1979 is a time when I had no interest whatsoever in poetry. He's published several collections. He's published some fiction, won an award for his Irish poetry, the O'Shaughnessy Award. I won't quote you all the awards he's won. He became, in 2008, the president of the European Academy of Poetry. And he's a member of Eastona. And in 2010, his latest collection was A Little Book of Hours, published by Carcanet in 2008. So I imagine John F. Dean is going to come and read some new poems, but I might be wrong. And I hope that little introduction to his work will make it even more attractive to come to Ennisdiamond, to the Falls Hotel, for this festival, which I hope will be great.